Hello, and welcome to the Gotham TV podcast, an unofficial podcast about the TV show Gotham, a Fox TV show based on the DC comic book characters in that universe. It's due to launch in autumn 2014. I'm Derek, one of your hosts for the show.
Hello, everyone, and I'm your other host, John. I want to welcome you to the podcast and hope that you will enjoy these up-and-coming episodes and discussions as much as hopefully we will also enjoy them.
What are we doing here, I suppose? The Gotham TV show launches in August, so what are we doing in advance of the Gotham TV show? We're starting off what's called the Zero Year. This is leading up to the actual show where we get to talk about it. We'll be talking about a lot of the connected universe. We'll be talking about the comics. We'll be talking about the news, all the new character details that are being released in advance, all the casting, the production, what's going on there. Every bit of news that we find, we'll present it to you. Hopefully we're going to do a podcast about once every 2 weeks on those kind of topics.
Once we get to the launch of the TV series, we're going to kick that off as a year one podcast. And when the show starts, we will essentially be looking at the show, providing discussion, some in-depth analysis. And we want you guys to be as involved as you can with questions and comments and feedback to give to us so that we can use that within the show, along with our own ideas and thoughts on how the show is building, how its characters are developing, and how maybe it's also connected with other aspects of the DC universe.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. When's the show actually going to launch and what's the detail behind it?
Well, some of the kind of, I suppose this is the technical aspect to the Gotham show. You know, it's scheduled to launch during the autumn or the fall of 2014. It's going to launch on Fox Networks, the Fox Network in the US. It's a Warner Brothers television production. Obviously, Warner Brothers own DC and are involved heavily with all aspects, comics, films, and obviously the TV shows. At the moment, we don't have the information about who will pick up the show in Ireland and the UK. But obviously, as soon as we know these details, we can provide these to you. And at the moment, really, it's in pre-production. So the writers, director, production staff will be looking at maybe the arcs of the shows, the individual episodes, and how they're going to structure this exciting new canon to the DC TV shows that are going to be coming out this year.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, I hope you guys can stay with us throughout that time, or you can stay with us throughout that time. And hopefully every week when we're podcasting, you guys can contact us and talk to us about, you know, your questions and your comments and feedback about the show. We'll give you the details about how to contact us towards the end of this week's podcast, and hopefully we'll hear from you guys very regularly. So right now while the show is in pre-production, there's some details that we do know about it, and there's some speculation out there, and we'll have our own speculation on what's going on. So you know, at the moment, what do we know about Gotham itself? So Gotham itself is based in the DC comic book universe. Some of you may have seen it in the Batman movies. It's a city in North America, which is rife with crime. It's got a police force in the city called the Gotham City PD. We would generally have seen them in films such as the Batman Begins series, the Tim Burton Batman films, if you're as old as we are, or if you're even older, back to the 1966 Batmans. Gotham has always been present as a city of villainy and crime.
Exactly. It's Gotham really is a well-known, essential in the Batman universe, and it will be central to this universe. The show's titled Gotham. It's probably that the city will add some of the atmospherics to this show and be a character almost in itself. Mm. Gotham, as a TV show, though, I mean, is being billed by Warner Brothers as an origin story, but not an origin story with regards to Batman or any of his villains per se, but for Jim Gordon, centrally, mm-hmm. And essentially his rise to prominence within the police department of Gotham City. Mm-hmm. And so this will be interesting to see whether they come in where he's kind of a fresh rookie with regards to being in the detective sort of unit of Gotham PD, you know, and it's how far will they plot this rise of Jim Gordon?
Yeah.
Is he, you know, is it from the detective to the lieutenant? Will we see, will we get to see him as a commissioner? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's pushing it a bit too far here, since it is billed as taking place before Batman.
Yes.
And so, you know, some of these questions coming out, you know, will we see him as a commissioner? How far will this rise to prominence that is kind of being touted out there at the moment be? And, you know, in a sense, to what extent will maybe rather than seeing Batman, will we see the Wayne family, maybe even Bruce Wayne, or will it be his parents? Will they be involved? Mm-hmm. Because obviously there is a casting with Alfred.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because one of the other questions that kind of comes from this is, you know, how will Gotham as a TV show work essentially without Batman being a central aspect to it?
Yeah, no, it's a really interesting take on the universe. It's probably the first DC property without a superhero to be turned into a TV show, which is mm-hmm. which is quite interesting. So they don't have that to pin it on. It's very much a you know, it could be down to the crimes, it could be down to the police force gelling together, it could be down to the criminals themselves and that element of it. You know, it's interesting. You know, we talked about it earlier on about you know, Gotham being a bit of a character in it, but is it like Baltimore to the Wire kind of thing? You know, is it that you know, every week there's you know, different corners of that whole city that we're going to see, you know?
Exactly. I mean, Gotham has provided so much atmosphere to sort of the films. It's drawn so sort of atmospherically within the comic books. You know, it adds tension to scenes. It becomes central to parts of the plots. Mm-hmm. That go on. It's the juxtaposition between the wealth of the Wayne family along with the political elite with regards to the mayor or to the White Knight, and that juxtaposition then with crime and with the Dark Knight, and it provides that environment for those aspects.
Yeah.
By the White Knight I mean Harvey Dent. Of course. And so it'll be really interesting. Another aspect is what city, which North American city, will possibly stand in for Gotham? Will it be the Chicago of the Nolan films mm-hmm. or the New York City of Nolan films, or that's used certainly in Marvel Universe? Mm-hmm. Will it be a completely different city, maybe a Detroit or something like that, or will it be Vancouver? Who knows?
Well, yeah, absolutely. A lot of previous cities have been used to stand in for Gotham. It's obviously coming from a comic book. They're able to draw whatever they want. They're able to draw the darkest city that's ever existed on the face of the planet. Not many cities want to get tagged with that when they have filming going on. But we'll see how the production works out. There are rumors of New York at the moment, but we'll see if those are confirmed, and as soon as we have some, as I said, production details on that, we'll share them with you, obviously, on our podcast. So overall, a couple of kind of interesting points about the TV show itself. You know, it's not a show that got a pilot. Nobody's seen any footage of the show yet, including the executives at Fox who have given it the go ahead. They've chosen to do this as a series straight off the bat. Like, what does that say to you as a kind of a you know, a comment on the show? They seem pretty confident in it, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it must suggest a confidence in the property. I mean, obviously, it's coming off the back of three very and highly successful films by Nolan, but also, let's not forget, the DC Universe has done very well within TV with mm-hmm. Smallville, and obviously now the Arrow is kind of has found its legs and has really good second season. It's becoming more interconnected and so on. Sure. So that, I think, may be part of the reason for it. Also, maybe there are other factors that we just simply don't know, that it's a change in direction by fox in itself. Maybe it wants to be a part of certainly this increasing sort of culture of looking at comic book material. Absolutely. And putting that down onto TV, onto films, and it being successful. I mean, at the end of the day, these companies are, you know, a business, and it's a business of creativity, and it's a business of putting that on.
I suppose, as John mentioned, there's already Arrow on TV at the moment, which is on the CW network. It's about two seasons in so far. They're introducing another series at the moment called Flash, which will be on at the same time as Gotham. And then a fourth show is also being commissioned from the DC Universe called Constantine. Can any of these connect together at all? They're all different networks by the sounds of things. There's connections in the DC Universe, but can they connect together at all on the TV show, do you think?
I think you would think they could do. Mm. Obviously, Marvel has set a fairly high benchmark with regards to connecting their film universe with now their TV universe with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And also within their comics. By the end of this year, four TV shows. Mm. Okay, they're different networks for Flash and for Arrow. But, you know, how much will they connect together? Obviously, there is a connection there in that Arrow has introduced Flash as a character.
Mm-hmm.
Also, how will Gotham link in with the Arrow? It's difficult to say. Maybe not at all. Yeah. But it might be that they will connect it into the Justice League. And maybe in part some of this is laying the foundations and building sort of the context of the Justice League movie that's proposed.
Yeah.
I mean, part of it, is maybe how much will they reference previous films, if at all?
Absolutely. Like, will there be references to the most recent Superman film, Man of Steel? Will there be references to the Nolan universe, even though it's set technically before the universe? We know for a fact that it's set when Commissioner Jim Gordon is only starting out as Detective Jim Gordon. We know he's in his mid to late 20s. So at that stage, Bruce Wayne, who becomes Batman, spoilers, Bruce Wayne, who becomes Batman, is only, you know, 7 or 8 years old. You know, it's around the time that his parents get killed, which is, you know, potentially a huge plot point of the first episode. We don't know any of this yet, but there's, you know, all of that kind of connective tissue is it. Will they reference it in this TV show, or will they take a complete sidestep from all the other properties and do their standalone show? You know, it's they're all great. They're all, you know, really interesting questions. This is why we're so excited to do, you know, a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe it's a blessing and a curse. I mean, maybe it wants to be a standalone show, and maybe it should be, because that's how you will fully explore Gotham City and the characters of Gotham City that are either villains or aren't superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen how much of a curse it's been for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at the moment. You know, it's running on TV at the moment and has set itself up to be a connective TV show to films, which are generally much longer production cycles and much higher budgets. So how do you deal with that when you do a week-to-week show, you know? So Gotham taking this kind of stance of setting itself before the Nolan films is a good way of differentiating yourself. Good way of not setting yourself up to having to have a guest star in there, like a Christian Bale walking in on a TV show would be unheard of, or Ben Affleck now the new Batman would be unheard of. So
exactly, I mean, I think as well, it's exploring the regular humans. Mm. I mean, I know Batman technically has no superpowers, but he has a lot of money and he can spend a lot of money on a lot of gadgets.
Absolutely.
More so, it would seem, than the police department. But it's looking at humans who are in, you could argue, a 9-to-5 job, and how that works with, as well, the origin stories of some of the villains.
Mm.
And I mean, I think that's another way of answering the question, how will this TV show work without Batman? And the focus is on Jim Gordon and his rise to prominence, but it is also looking at the stories of the villains that made, in a sense, Gotham City infamous with regards to crime and so on.
And why they needed a Batman in the first place, yeah.
Exactly. And I mean, at least sort of to date, we know that there's going to be Cobblepot, aka the Penguin, Fish Mooney, these characters that are all in there. And I mean, that's a really large character in the Cobblepot,
the Penguin,
and probably his origin of becoming a penguin, with Fish Mooney, the penguin, that's a chocolate biscuit if anyone wants to know, but with Fish Mooney, I mean, you know, it's being said this is a new character, possibly, well, created just for the show, so it's a wholly original character. The character's described as a sadistic gangster, so that's interesting. I mean, Cobblepot in itself is a gangster as well. Both of these characters are connected, with Fish Mooney being essentially the boss of Penguin in the nightclub that he works, which, again, will it be the Iceberg Lounge? It'll be interesting to see how much they follow canon with regards to this show. And then we're talking about gangsters, so one of the other things maybe to explore is how many other gangster families. I mean, will they bring in the Falcone crime family? You know, Carmine, Vincent, and so on. Will it look at other sort of mafia type families?
Yeah.
You know, is it starting off with the police department and what you could almost say as, you know, regular criminals? Or with a progression towards the more freaky, weird, and bizarre that occurs, and kind of in a sense that was captured so well with The Dark Knight and the Joker and what he brought. Maybe so, it's that type of sort of thrust and thread that will be going on.
And they got a really great opportunity to do kind of a noirish type of, you know, detective show, essentially. You know, I know from the creators themselves, from the people that are involved in the production of the TV show. We've seen some of the past shows they've done are things like CSI, you know, a very regular TV show where it's what's called a police procedural, where they find a crime at the beginning of the episode, solve it by the end. Will it move down that track? Hopefully not. Hopefully there'll be more to the overarching story than just that, but give us very little to talk about if we're just solving a crime every week.
Exactly. It'd be interesting to see what the structure of this will be about. I mean, will it be a crime procedural, you know, a crime occurs and it gets solved, or that kind of occurs in a sort of discrete threads throughout the course of the season, which actually bring into focus a bigger picture that's going on with regards to Fish Mooney as the main sort of boss villain, and Cobblepot maybe and his arc. I mean, there's a whole host of different kind of character arcs that can occur here. And I think it would be a shame if it just went down a crime procedural. I think it may be in part that in terms of the genre of it, and that it, you know, it's focusing on Jim Gordon. You can't get around the fact that he's a police officer, a detective, you know, moves to being a lieutenant, maybe the commissioner, but hopefully it will be quite heavily drama, quite heavily sort of within that idea of what DC, I think, are going for, which is kind of a more sort of dirty, say, grungy type of gritty drama.
Yeah, but, you know, I suppose, as I said, more so than any of the other shows, this is grounded in the reality of the day-to-day procedural, of the day-to-day workload. This isn't that Jim Gordon throws on a cape. He's a new detective in town. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how they deal with that dynamic on a weekly basis, and characters that we know. You know, there's so many crime dramas that are on TV at the moment, but these are characters that a lot of people are aware of, and they're gonna have a certain expectation off the back of it, I suppose. Yeah, no, I think it's gonna be a really interesting show, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Okay, yeah, I mean, so we've touched on the sort of casting and characters slightly, and we hope to do more on that in 2 weeks' time where we can go into it into a fuller, more detailed kind of picture on a lot of that news that has been coming out over the last 2 weeks. But I think we also want to just talk about some of the, I suppose you could say, showrunners at the moment. They might not be, but the people who we know are involved with regards to the writing, the directing, and so on. And I mean, of course, you know, all of this is coming from, you know, characters created by Bob Kane, but also then that were developed further by Bill Finger.
Yeah, absolutely. He's getting the credit he deserves, and they're getting their credit, you know, and they're obviously stating the claim that this is based on the DC Comics universe. It's based on the characters created in the 50s by Bob and Bill Finger. You know, it's quite an interesting story. May revisit in the future.
Exactly. I mean, it's that idea now anyway, I think, with comics, where, you know, the co-creators, not just simply someone that came up with the idea, but maybe the people that, you know, did the artwork for it within the comics or developed some of the traits that people absolutely love, because it was down to the drawing or down to the penciling or down to the storyboarding that, you know, these people are just or as important and involved within that creation of a sort of much loved and well-known property. So it's really nice.
You know, one of the things is obviously these people were getting lost in time because comics were written for kids in the 50s, you know. Nobody thought that 50 years later or 55 years later we'd be talking about a TV show.
Exactly. And I mean, in some ways it's really great to see that the TV show, certainly from what we can see at the moment, you know, are acknowledging that, you know, there were other people involved in those really early stages of the creation of this character Batman and his villains and the city of Gotham, and that they're being acknowledged. That's really good. One other thing is, with regards to writer and director, is that they're both Brits, actually. There's Bruno Heller, who is currently down as the principal writer. He was born in London. Mm-hmm. And then there is Danny Cannon, who is down at the moment as the director, but also as an executive producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're both executive producers in the show, which means they kind of will give a steer to it by the sounds of things, you know. And you think if something's getting ordered to series from Fox, they obviously have a lot of confidence in these guys. You know, they're obviously seeing something that they can help to run the show, you know, and help to kind of oversee the style that they're looking for.
Well, I think it's interesting because you look at some of the stuff that they've done previously. For example, like with Danny Cannon, you know, he was involved with CSI and quite heavily involved in a number of different capacities of producing, directing, and writing. You know, it's a crime-driven show. It's a long-running, it's a successful show. Someone like that at the helm, not to say that it will be like CSI, but, you know, it's someone who knows the efforts required to put out a show once a week with high expectations. CSI has a large number of followers. That's why it's been on TV for so long. Maybe not everyone's cup of tea, but it's successful. You know, he's done things like Nikita is another. Mm-hmm. He's done Dark Blue and he's done Forgotten, and in each of these cases, you know, heavily Warner Brother TV connections with some of these shows that he's done previously as well, and maybe, you know, they've seen his work, they know how he manages the operation, and are happy to place this property in his hands for delivering a weekly TV show with very much loved characters.
Absolutely, and who wouldn't want to work in that playground of DC Universe? You know, there's so much available to you with, you know, 65 years of you know, detailed characterization that you can draw upon to make your show the best possible show that's available. It's gotta be fun to do.
Absolutely. And I mean, for me, if I was a writer and, you know, part of it was slated to me saying, you know, you can work with the origin stories, and when we say origin stories, we mean like going right back to, you know, maybe where the seed that they become a psychopath or a villain occurs. In the Gotham universe, there is such a wealth of villains, you know, from the Joker, the Riddler, Mad Hatter, the Penguin, mm-hmm. Even sort of Bane's Renaissance. That's and really so on with the films.
You know, with Hugo Strange and with all the ancillary characters that are available to you. This
Catwoman, yeah. Poison Ivy, these.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons, and you know, as a comic book fanatic like I am, it's one of those things that kind of gets my back, but I totally understand it. Is why they reboot comic books so often, why they start at the beginning again, because the beginning is so fascinating to writers to see how that person got from being just a guy in the street that you'd walk past and never talk to becoming the most evil person or the best superhero. You know, it's getting that origin story every time. It must be fascinating to be able to get that opportunity. Writer Bruno Hellier has been involved in quite a lot as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's been involved with The Mentalist, mm-hmm. Rome. Which is Rome with HBO, BBC co-production. Yeah. Mentalist, again, has been running for, I think, what, 4 or 6 seasons?
A lot of seasons. Yeah.
Again, it's to do with FBI. There's Touching Evil that he has been involved in, which is going back now to 2004. But that's a crime drama. So, again, you know, he's got multiple different types of credits on TV shows, from producing and to writing. So, it'll be interesting to see how that progresses in terms of the structure and the plot and the storyline and the character development, how that moves through the season.
And more Brits taking on the Gotham Batman universe. It's quite interesting that they keep going to the British sensibility for that dark, you know, that dark feel of this universe. I don't know what it is.
British people are dark, mm-hmm. Slightly twisted, despite all the country estates and cups of tea that you might have. You know, it's twisted.
Sometimes
dark.
Murdering and death is your cup of tea. I get it.
Exactly. But it will be really interesting to see how, at the moment, I suppose, these helmets will progress the story. I mean, unless more details come out about, you know, that there will be directors and different directors each episode, different writers each episode, which I'm sure there will be. It would be interesting to see how it develops with these two guys at the helm. Because, I mean, from my point of view, I can't say I know a lot of their work. Mm. So I'll be interested to see how they develop these characters within this new context without Batman, that, quite frankly, we've not really seen on TV and certainly not in the films.
Absolutely. Okay, I think we can leave it there for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening to our show. I'd be really grateful for feedback from you on anything that you've heard, feedback from you on anything, you know, anything in the news that you've heard, and like to give us your comments and your predictions for the show. You know, it's always good to stay connected and to keep in contact with you. So you can get us on our email address, which is GothamTVPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, or you can follow us and connect with us on Google+. Add us to your circles, add us to your community. You can follow us on Twitter @GothamTVPodcast. You could call us on Skype and leave a message at Gotham TV Podcast. Search for Gotham TV Podcast on Skype. But as always, you can go to our website and leave us a comment at GothamTVPodcast.com. So just again, thank you for listening, and we look forward to hearing from you with your feedback, comments, suggestions, and we'll catch up with you next time on our next podcast. Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
See you. Bye. Bye. To everyone who loves me. Stick it to